The reading is Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd. I lack nothing. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He refreshes my soul. He guides me along the right paths for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely your goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. This is the word of God.
Thanks be to God.
Hi, everyone. It's great to be here talking again this evening. It's that time of year again where we launch Alpha. And this year we're also going to be leading our initiative on discipleship, which is really exciting. I'd like to start first with introducing a friend of mine, Andy Hodgson. Okay, so Andy is a local man. He is here with his wife tonight, Claire, and he actually attended the Alpha Online that we just did. So I'd like to ask you a couple of questions about that experience. Why did you choose to do Alpha?
Thank you, Ollie. Well, thank you, everybody, and great to see you all. I've been at Maidsmorton Church for the last 15 years. Claire's been there about 13 years, and we got married last year, just giving you a bit of context. Thank you. Thank you, Will. So why did we decide to do Alpha? I think, well, we've both been Christians, I guess, a fair time. We're of mature years, shall we say. But I think possibly with all of us, our faith goes cyclical. And I guess ours was both a little bit stale. And so we sort of heard about Alpha at the parish church. So we were watching some of your wonderful 5 o'clock online services and thought, well, why not? So we applied. We expected to be put in a waiting list and a long queue. There wasn't such a long queue. I was surprised, having seen what comes out of this church often. It's high quality. But anyway, we got onto a Zoom Alpha, met two very interesting people, Ollie and Jennifer. We were the sole clients, myself and Claire, so initially, wasn't too sure. But in effect, what we really want to do is reignite our faith, which goes back, I guess, what to Will said there about that lovely lady and her fire. We all want the same fire, I guess, and the reignition was key for us. So that's why we initially decided to come on Alpha.
That's excellent, thank you. And talking about the fire, what did you get from doing that Alpha course with us?
I've got to say a bit of fire, I guess, haven't I? So, we've got so many things, actually. I mean, initially, you know, Zoom, Alpha, you're thinking, not sure what that's about. You know, we didn't know either yourself or Jennifer. But within one or two meetings, we realised you weren't too bad. And we started to share our own personal lives with you, in effect. And we got so much, to be honest. I mean, in terms of just revisiting the key messages of the faith, you know, say we've been Christians a fair time, but you do forget how wonderful it actually really is and how actually the message is so simple, really. And often, I guess, maybe as church leaders occasionally maybe overcomplicate it. Services are sometimes a little bit boring. Sometimes it's a little complex in terms of what they're trying to tell us, which actually is a simple message. So we got so much in terms of, you know, we reignited our prayer life particularly. Had some homework set at the occasional meeting by Ollie, who did mark it. And so we felt we had to actually do it. But no, it was really good. I mean, there's so many things. But unimportantly, actually, getting two new friends.
Absolutely.
In terms of yourself and Jennifer, you know. You know, Zoom was great, but actually having that face-to-face at Jennifer's house, I can recommend it, by the way, lovely lasagna with the odd beer shared, was fantastic. Shouldn't go away from the fact that Zoom is great, but face-to-face is so much better. So much, to be honest, and our faith is reignited.
That's fantastic. And finally, what is next for you and Claire.
Okay, so yeah, so I mean, I did an alpha here 12 years ago, which Will led, and I brought a lot of youth from Mays Morton and thought it was really good. And then 12 years later, did another one. And I thought, well, actually, we both thought, why don't we lead our own alpha? We both go to Mays Morton Church. Needs a bit of reignition, possibly. So let's own a leadership role in terms of getting Alpha into Mays Morton and hopefully maybe North Buckinghamshire Parish. So we've agreed that with Hans, the vicar, and we'll be doing that when we organise ourselves enough to do it. So yeah, absolutely, you know, following on what you've started, just encourage everybody to do it. It's just fantastic. You don't have to be a new Christian. You can be an old, mature Christian, but you still get a lot out of it.
Brilliant. That's absolutely fantastic. Thanks so much. You can just pop that back on there. Thank you, Andy. There's real evidence there, the fruit that that sort of thing can bear. So, whilst running the last Alpha course online, we had such a great time together. As we approached the end of the course, we began to think of what's next. We thought it would be difficult to place people into an online connect group where they didn't really know anyone, especially because some of the participants weren't actually from Buckingham. We also realised that some were perhaps not ready for that commitment, but would still like to know more about Jesus. We also saw through the pastoral work that we did throughout lockdown that there was a need for discipleship. Some of the people in our own congregation were clearly suffering very badly once the busyness of life had stopped during the COVID lockdown. Our response to this is I Am, which is a 10-week course online whereby we will meet one evening a week for 45 minutes starting around the 1st of October. Our aim is to revisit the basic foundations of our faith and look at what Jesus taught his disciples on subjects such as, am I saved? Am I forgiven? Am I guilty? Am I lost? Am I gifted? And concluding on the final week with, I am. And by the end of the course, you should be absolutely sure who Jesus says you are and be able to tell others about that. Now, some of you may think that this sounds particularly basic, and deliberately, that is our aim. The course has been written by me, and I'm intending to keep it simple. As a former mechanic, I have a mind that analyses everything, and sometimes this has proven good for discernment, but equally it is a burden when Jesus is trying to reveal something very simple to me. This week I was watching a teaching on Psalms 23, as we've heard this evening, and I discovered some interesting facts, or at least I found them interesting anyway. All the years I have read this passage, I've imagined a beautiful green meadow with a little stream and lots of sunshine, and thought of myself lying down in the green pastures, resting and relaxing, casting all my cares to Jesus, and losing concentration of all of my worries. Now, as I'm sure you know, the landscape where this psalm was written is more a place of dust and mountains and valleys and very little green vegetation at all. Interestingly, I discovered there are these horizontal lines around the hillsides. These have been carved out into trails over thousands of years by shepherds and their sheep. Their purpose is to get the sheep to the top of the mountain where the most luscious vegetation is. Now, it's too dangerous just to go straight to the top where we'd all like to be. They must go round the mountain to get to the top. Also, I discovered there is only enough food for the sheep to eat a mouthful at a time. So they must keep walking in order to get to the next tuft of grass. All this David would have perceived prior to becoming a king, as he watched these things as a small shepherd boy. Another point of interest, as the sun went down behind the mountain, it would cast a shadow over the valley. And if this were where the sheep were, then they would become afraid of the dark. The only thing they had at this point to comfort or correct them was the shepherd and his staff. And finally, whilst the shepherd would draw water at the well with all the other shepherds, the sheep would all mix in together. And once the shepherd had finished and wanted to leave and continue on his own path, the only thing that would pull the sheep away would be the surroundings of the voice of the shepherd, which they'd become so familiar with. Now, I'd like to share a testimony here about a dear friend of mine. Recently, he had revealed to me some details of his childhood. I already knew that it wasn't nice, but I wasn't ready for this. He told me of when he was 5 years old and his father would come home drunk from the pub and take his anger out on him. In the interest of sensitivity, I won't elaborate further on those details. One particular day, instead of the boy, the father took his anger out on the family dog in front of him. When thinking about this, the saddest part of this story is what this man told me next. He said to me, "I can remember thinking to myself, stood there watching, if I am a good boy, my father won't do that to me." As a result of years of abuse, my friend went on to living on the streets and entered a life of 20 years solid as a drug addict and an alcoholic. And he really was a 24/7 addict. Until one day he met Jesus. This was actually quite some time ago now. His journey's been a long one. Recently, my friend, actually within the last couple of weeks, learned that his father, who is an elderly man now, had been broken into and attacked and hospitalized. Do you know what his response was when he found that out? He said, "I'm going to go to the hospital. I'm going to wash my father's feet." And what has this got to do with discipleship? Well, each of us, in our own right, have been through the valley. Some of us have been round the mountain more times than we care to admit. Some of us are taking the shortcut and trying to go right to the top by ourselves. Some of us are just happy grazing along the hillside. The important thing to remember is this: you are not alone. The shepherd walked with the sheep. People walked with my friend. And we will walk with you through this discipleship course with Jesus as the main focus. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, I don't know where everybody in this room is, but you do. And Father, I'm also not naive enough to believe that just because some of us perhaps have been walking for decades as opposed to years, don't still struggle. Father, we thank you for this opportunity, for you giving us a heart that only comes from you, Lord, to walk alongside people and to mean it when we say, "How are you?" We thank you, Lord, that your love starts with you first, Father, so we may go out and copy you. And we pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.